On 90.3 KEZU, I'm Doug McKnight. Santa Cruz's annual lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer pride celebration marks its 40th anniversary this weekend. Over the years, the event has evolved from a march for recognition and rights to a celebration. And what Santa Cruz Pride means today is different for each generation. KZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Dozens of pictures are spread out across the kitchen table at Larry Friedman's and Tom Ellison's Santa Cruz home.
This is Bill Shipley, who is a professor at UCSC.
Tom is working on a memorial wall that will go up at Sunday's Santa Cruz Pride. It's an annual event celebrating the LGBTQ community. Each photo represents a community member or supporter who has passed away since the event started 40 years ago.
And Marty Wormhout, who was the supervisor who married us. Mm-hmm.
Larry is one of the founders of Santa Cruz Pride. He says the first event included a picnic and a men versus women tug-of-war across the San Lorenzo River.
It was to create visibility. We were not rallying around a particular political issue at that point, and it was kind of scary and daring to be in a public place.
So daring that Tom didn't participate in the first Pride event he went to. Rather, he just scouted it out from the sidelines. Then the following year, he joined in.
Seems like a very simple, wonderful thing to have a picnic or to have a little parade down the street nowadays. But back then it was even though it was a very social event, it was a political act.
So in the beginning of things, churches would come in and send people, and they would kneel on the sidewalk as the march went by and pray for us.
That's Mary Schaller. She's receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at this year's event. She coordinated Pride for 17 years. At her home in the Santa Cruz Mountains, she recalls that even in the 90s, the volunteers who stood along the parade route had to have self-defense training.
And they'd have to be dealing with the beer bottles thrown at us.
It's a stark contrast from the event today. Churches participate in the parade, and Schaller sees Santa Cruz Pride as more of a party than a political statement. She wonders what that means for the next generation.
If you're just partying, you're not thinking about where you've come from, what it's taken to get you there, or what work you still have to do.
It's a celebration Angelica Marcial says gives her the opportunity to be herself. She's a UCSC student and intern at the Diversity Center. The organization puts on Santa Cruz Pride. It also supports KAZU. This year's event starts with a parade, followed by street festival, and then an after party. Angelica says the past is reason to celebrate.
Celebrating that we are equal to everybody else. We can't get married and there's equal rights.
And being able to celebrate who you are is also key for an even younger generation. Rory Diller is youth program coordinator at the center. He works with kids as young as 12 throughout Santa Cruz County. He says many feel isolated.
Having this day be all about celebrating and fun really encourages that opportunity to make new friends and bond with new people. And once they do that, they have a good group of support people.
It's support that the older generation, like Larry Friedman and Tom Ellison, already have. And at this year's Pride Parade, the couple holds the highest honor. They're the Grand Marshals. Tom sees this opportunity to be front and center as an important one.
Because I think being out is the most political act one can do.
And in that way, Santa Cruz Pride will always be political. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.